Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Hei. We are finishing up Perek Yemin Hamudar, the fourth Perek of Nedarim, and starting Hashutfin. First we have Mem Hei Amid Alf. So the Gemara was talking about, at the end of this Perek discusses, the world of Hefker. World of Hefker, as we got into this from the Mishnah daf Mem Gimel, where there was a Machlokas Tanaim again that said, that quoted the discussion of when you and your friend are the only ones in an area and you're mudur hana from him, but you want to give him something, so you can you put it on a rock and let him be zochid from the rock, or would that be considered being nana from you? So we go to the machlokas between the Tanakam, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi, and we had at the beginning of the Gemara 2 days to explain, is that machlokas a fundamental machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan says that yes it is, that Rabbi Yossi Shita is hefker kematana, that hefker remains connected to the nosein, to the mafkir, until the next person picks it up. Or do we say that no, it's a din derabanan? That was the second day on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Yesterday's discussion we had, we discussed about how does hefker work. We spoke about the Rambam's connection to nedarim. Hefker is not a neder, but it is kineder. We spoke a lot about what is the parallel between hefker and nedarim. We alluded at the end of the shiur that there is a parallel and connection between hefker and yeyush, according to a number of achronim, according to some rishonim, and even expanded upon by a number of achronim. And then we went into a discussion of a couple of brises. So that's where we are now. The Gemara had asked a stira between two brises. The brisa on daf mem dalad amabez mafkir karmo, and the previous brisa mafkir sadehu. That's the two brises on mem dalad amabez mafkir karmo. The brisa says that when a person is mafkir their vineyard, and the next morning he wakes up and takes it back, so he will be putter from Meiser. Oh, we're just going with the seifa of that brisa. He'll be putter from Meiser. You want to think of Meiser because it's halacha that hefker is putter min ha-Meiseros, and therefore this is he was mafkered for a day. While the previous brisa had said that no, he can't, if he retracts within 3 days, so that it's as if it never left his possession. Stira between the brises. So according to the Chachami, according to Ula, the Gemara mentioned, it's not a problem. Because you can say one brisa is the din d'oraisa, one brisa is the din d'rabbanan. This second brisa of Hamafkir Karmo is the din d'oraisa, that you're putter from Meiser, midrabbanan chazal, because they were worried about Harama, about people being mafkir there, their field, so that's why they would say within 3 days, as if it never left your possession. That was the previous brisa. So according to Ula, you can be chalik between one's daraisa and one's darabanan. But according to Reish Lakish, who said that the previous brisa is all within Shita of Rabbi Yossi, so why here are you putter from Meiser? According to Rabbi Yossi, right when you take it back, it's yours again. Right? Because that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. According to the first version of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, the hefker is kematana. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, Reish Lakish, how do you answer the stira in brises? So we gave one answer yesterday, and we're going to have the second one today. The first answer we gave yesterday is that in Achinami, Reish Lakish would say, Tzmachlokas Tanoim. I, Reish Lakish, says, I only meant to explain Rabbi Yossi Shita in the earlier brisa. But this brisa is the Rabbanan. The Shita is the Rabbanan, and therefore it's hefker right away. And that's why you'd be putter. So I'm not getting into the discussion of how to fit it in within Shita of Rabbi Yossi, because I'm not. The earlier one is Rabbi Yossi. This is the Rabbanan. Second answer, now we're on top of Mem Hei, Iba Yisema, different answer given to how to answer up the stira in the brises, Ha da afgre ba'anfei train, v'ha da afgre ba'ape tlasa. The difference is, can you be mafkirit in front of, what's the case? Was he mafkirit in front of two people, or less? Or was he mafkirit in front of three people? T'yam Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotzadak, kol ha-mafkir bifnei shlosha havei hefker, bifnei shnayim lo havei hefker. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotzadak, that in front of three people is good, and in front of two people is no good. Why? What's the difference between being mafkir in front of two or mafkir in front of three? So the Ron explains. Doesn't sound like something so fundamental, but the way the Ron says it is that if you're mafkir, you look on the fifth skinny line in the Ron, the taima mishum de'eni mahem acher. If you're mafkir in front of only two people, and there's nobody else there, inami deleka bahadei alatrei, adaita dechad de'meharach melechud afkare. We could estimate, we have the umdana, that if you only stand in front of two people, it must be within Rabbi Yossi. You only want to be mafkir to these two people. The kol beitrei leka kala mishum hachi dami lamatana. The issue is, says the Ron, is there a kol involved? When you're mafkir in front of three or more people, then you basically know it's going to be public. Three people is always a kol, and therefore it must be that you're being mafkir for everybody. And then you're being mafkir right away, you're mafkir for everybody, and even Rabbi Yossi agrees to that. And that is the second b'risa. The second b'risa is mafkir karmo, that's in front of three people. And therefore, that is not like matana. That's a case where you're being mafkir to everybody. Masha'ein, right? That's what he said, that's what he, the Ran says on the third wide line. V'kol hecha di'ika tlasa avsha milsa. Whenever there are three people, then it's a very public, a public idea. V'yadaita dekuli alma afkarei v'lodami klala matana. When does Rabbi Yossi say the chiddush of hefker is kematana, and hefker is limited, and it still belongs to the person until the next person picks it up? That's only if he's mafker in front of three, because then we can assume that he really means it, and he really is removing himself from the item. So that's the second brisa. The first brisa that assumes that he still has a connection, that's when he's mafkir in front of two or less people. That's when it's hefker kamatana. That's when he must be designating it specifically for the other people. And that's what the Ran continues back in the first part that we read, in the fourth to last skinny line. Just like by matana, it doesn't leave his rishus until he gets to the other rishus. When he's only doing it in front of one or two people, it must be he only has those people in mind. That is the answer of the Seer and the Brises. Let's finish and then we'll talk a little more about it. Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Shuban Levi, Paskins differently. Right? That was all within the Shita, we said within the Shita of Rabbi Yoshi. Shuban Levi Paskins, Devar Torah, Afilu Bechad Avi Hefker. Mida Oraisa, Hefker works even in front of one person. Even in front of one person, hefker works. Umatam Amar Vishlosha. Why do we say we should have three people there? The previous person said three is the real serious hefker. Kadesh yehei echad zocher v'shtay me'idin. It's just a takana derabanan, so when he's mafkarit, so you always have built in, you have a person who's going to pick it up, you have people who are going to testify that he was mafkarit, that he picked it up. So just practically, it makes things easier if he's mafkarit in front of three. But really, one can be mafkarit in front of one, mita oraisa. And that's what the Ran says, halacha l'maisa, the last three lines of the Ran, ulinyan halacha, b'plugtayel, d'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, naktinan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, damar, d'var Torah, filu be'echad, avi hefker, really midaraisa, even in front of one is hefker, umatam amar b'shlosha, k'deshi echad zocha, shtayim me'idin, hilchach midivrei sofrim, eino hefker, ashi hefker b'fnei shlosha. Therefore, midarabanan, you have to do it in front of three, and he says, v'chein, kazav Rambam. That's what the Rambam paskins, as we'll see in a few minutes, the Rambam inside. But that's what we paskin, midaraisa, this, midarabanan, that. This might connect to something that we've touched on many times in the past. You know, once the Rabbanan make up a din that affects a din to Oraisa, so is that din to Oraisa, you know, effective anymore? Once the Rabbanan tell you how to fulfill a derabanan, how to fulfill a Oraisa, or let's say you blow shofar on Shabbos, Mizbanazet. Do you get the mitzvah? Or once the Rabbanan said that you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, we say, no, you don't get the mitzvah at all. The Berachas Chedef discusses in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Once the Rabbanan told you how to make Kiddush, Kiddush to Oraisa, we mentioned different opinions according to the Rishonim. Most Rishonim say it's just Kiddush B'dvarim, just saying the words. Some Rishonim Tosfos quotes a daya that even holding up the kosher Kiddush. Another daya is even drinking the cup. In Nazir, it's coming up. The Mefarish in Nazir says even drinking the cup. But nobody says saying those specific words. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. So and Rabbi Kiva Eger even says saying Shabbos to somebody might be Yotze Kiddush. Shabbos, after davening, you're Yotze Kiddush. But the Berachas Chedef discusses, maybe not. Once, even though there's a din d'oraisa, once the Rabbanan told us how to fulfill that d'oraisa through this Kiddush, maybe we're not Yotze if we don't do it in the d'oraisa way. Right, Tosas and Sukkah discusses, again, and then they'll move on. Tosas and Sukkah discusses a type of Sukkah that mi d'oraisa is fine. The Rabbanan said don't sit in such a Sukkah, according to some opinions. It's a small Sukkah, it can only fit your body, it can't fit your table. So you're going to have to lean into your house to take your soup, and then bring it back into the sukkah, and then eat it. So the Rabbanan said, you can't do that. You can't use such a sukkah. Why? Because we're worried. Because you don't want to spill on yourself. You're going to reach over to drink the soup, and you're going to eat inside your house. The Rabbanan said, you can't use such a sukkah. And the lashon there used in Beis Shammai is, if you use such a sukkah, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. You've never been yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. What do you mean, daraisa, you were yotzei? It's just a problem, the Rabbanan. The answer is no. Sometimes the Rabbanan, again, you might be mechalik between all of these cases, but One might be able to say that the Rabbanan have the power to redefine even the mitzvah d'oraisa. So again, you have it by Sukkah, you have it by Rosh Hashanah. So here's another idea where we have different levels. Mid'oraisa, you can be machmir in front of one. The Rabbanan came along and said you have to do it in front of three. So what happens after you do it in front of one? So that's a discussion that might be connected to the discussion that we just had. Okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to Bittul Chametz. Okay. The Lashon says, lo have a hefker, meaning b'fnei shnayim. But I'm saying that was the, meaning the Lashon sounds more fundamental than just a kol isle. So let's see what some of the Rishonim say. First is the machlokas between the Nodeh Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer. Whether, how limited this din is. The Nodeh Yehuda has a tshuva in Yaradeya, in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, in Madura Tinyan, in the second volume of the Nodeh Yehuda. Says the Nodeh Yehuda, he has a chiddush. If even though the Gemara says that you cannot be mafkir in front of less than three, but it says the Nodeh Yehuda, that's only if those people are not if you want to be mafkir to a group of people, right? And they're not there. But if the group of people are there in front of you, then you can be mafkir even to a parsh, only a few people. That's a chiddush of the Nodeh Yehuda. Omeata ani omer. Gam b'tshuva b'yad kohen. An example is, let's say you give tshuva to a kohen, and then you're shoal on your tshuva, so it's not tshuva anymore. So, does it belong to the kohen, or can you take it back? Says the Nodeh Yehuda, mishosh nitla l'kohen, kvar yisiach taitu mimena. You've already been mishiach das, shekvar eino shalo. V'av shenishal achar kach, even though you're not mashal on your tshuva, v'komachon kvar zacha ba kohen, av emeino tshuva. Har yizacha ben hefker. Right, even if it's not tshuva, you gave him this item. The Kohen gets it. And this is the key line. Even though we hold like Beis Hillel, we mentioned this yesterday in passing, there's a machlokas, can I go over and say this is hefker just for the poor people? So we pass like Beis Hillel that you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't have hefker la'aniyim. You have to have hefker la'aniyim u'la ashirim. Says the Nodeh Yehuda, dahainu behefkeru l'chol ha'aniyim v'lo la'ashirim. The only time when we don't say that works, or like Beis Hillel, is only when you're being mafkered in general to people. You can't do it to only some. Sha'az shum ani lo yuchal azakos bo. Avo b'mafker z'chuso neged echad o shnayim l'nochach. But if you be mafkered in front of one or two people right in front of them, mahani. Shehim yuchal azakos bo. Then they could get it. Then they could be zochit. Two rayas he brings, one is our Gemara. The first raya though he brings is a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says, Imkani Yisrael achar ha-chametz ben hanachri, let's say, right after Pesach, person knows exactly when the rabbi is going to buy the chametz back from the guy, when things are happening. So that another Jew that goes and quickly buys it from the Nachri before the original owner gets the chametz back. Right, so Ruvain tells his chametz to the Nachri, and Shimon goes and buys it back the second day after Pesach. Says the Magen Avram, doesn't work. Tzorach l'hachzer l'bailam. Why? Da daita de Nachri afgerei, da daita de kuliyama lo afgerei. The Lashon he borrows from the Gemara, says the Magen Avram. Therefore, he was mafgerei only connected the guy, says the Nodeh Yehuda. See, he uses that Lashon. Da daita de Nachri afgerei. So therefore, you can't have another Jew that comes in and sneaks in and takes this guy's chametz. So says the Nodeh Yehuda. So you see, if you're mafkirit to a certain person in front of that person, it's going to work, even if it's not for everybody, even if it's less than two, three people. Number two, he brings the raya's from our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara, which is machalik between three and two and one. It says v'gufa kasha kiva to lo afkiri raka daita tahanuch. Even so, what does he say? If it's in front of two people, it must be, why does it work according to Rabbi Yossi, the first part of the Gemara? Because it must be he has these people in mind and not more, because there's no kol. Why should it work? Why should it work only in front of a few people? We pass the Beis Hillel. Hefker la niyim v'lashirim you need. Says the Nodeh Yehuda, elavadai shemifkir b'fnei osan shemafkir lahem mahani. And even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, that yisod is according to everybody, as he proves. So the Nodeh Yehuda's chiddush is that even though we paskin generally that you have to be mafkir in front of everybody, hefker doesn't work unless you say it's hefker to everybody. Like Beis Hillel says, you can't just be mafkir to a portion of the population. The Nodeh Yehuda says it does work if the people who you are being mafkir to are in front of you. And then it could work even if it's not the general. That's what, and one of his rayas is from our Gemara. One is from the Magen Avraham by Pesach, the other one is from our Gemara. The Chasam Sofer begs to differ. The Chasam Sofer in Siman Tov, Shin Yud Zayin says, no, both rayas are not rayas. Number one, the Magen Avraham's raya, the case by Chametz. Okay, by Chametz, we right after, at the end of Pesach, the guy goes, after Pesach is over, he goes and he tries to sneak in. And what's the lashon of the Magen Avraham? Adaita to kule amalo afkare, only adaita to nachri. One second. What do we do on Pesach? Says the chassab's over. We're mafkare to the guy? What do? We sell it to the guy. But the Magen Avraham is using that lashon just as a melitza. Not really. He's not really being mafkarit. It's a melitza. He means that, you know, you only have in mind to sell it to the guy. It doesn't mean that you are being mafkarit to the guy. So that's number one. He says that Magen Avraham is no raya. This is number two. Our Gemara, when it says in front of two, it doesn't really mean hefker. It doesn't really matter because we pass it out to be hefker to everybody. It just means you're removing yourself. You're removing yourself from trying to pick this up. It's really still yours. You're not being mafkarit, but he could pick it up if he wants to. So this Chassam Sofer says, no, there's no place in Shas where they discuss this type of possibility. We pass in hefker to everybody. And the two rayas, one of them are Gemara, the Chassam Sofer knocks out. That's one discussion on the Gemara. There's two others, and then we'll move on. Number one, so as we said here, we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that midal raisa hefka could be in front of one person. Bidrabanan, you need three. Right? That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam paskins this way also. In Hilchas Adarim, Beis Tezayin, Hamafkir is karka, kolakodim vehechzik bazacha. Whoever is mafkir karka could go and, anybody could go and take it. Din Torah, afilu hefker b'fnei echad arayza hefker, v'nifter min amaisris. Right, even midar raisa, you mafker in front of one. Midivrei sofrim eno hefker achi afker b'fnei shlosha. Midrabanan, you need three. The problem is, a mishnah we had 2 days ago. What was the mishnah we had 2 days ago at FM Gibel? How we got onto this whole discussion? Two people are walking in the desert. I'm mudr hana from you. I want to give you food. So what does the mishnah say? Put it on the rock. Put it on the rock and you can go pick it up. That's not in front of three. That's not in front of three. So what do you mean? There, buddy, you need in front of three. That's not in front of three. So how can he do that? Especially based on what we just said, that the Rabbanan told you how to fulfill this daraisa. So Alex, what's Alex's answer?
Well, he just
mocked
it to everybody. It just so happens that this guy is there.
Okay, but you have to do it in front of three. Your mafkir, there's two issues. Number one, in front of everybody. So number one, to everybody. You're right. He is mafkir to everybody. That's exactly the point. What if you're on an island? There's nobody there. So it sounds like it shouldn't work. So that's the Ritva. You're underlying the Ritva's answer. The Ritva says there's a brera here. There's no choice. He needs to eat. Says the Ritva. Back on Mem Gimel on this Mishnah. He said Avo b'shas atchak. You don't have a choice here. He needs something to eat. He's in the middle of a desert. Kagon zu shel Mishnah seinu ukma adina d'araisa v'sagi b'chad. One answer is that they said you can rely on the din d'araisa in this case. We usually be darabat and you can't, but in this case we have nothing to eat. The Ritva says you can rely on the did darai. So that's one answer. The other answer given by a number of the achronim is that maybe there's a difference between karka and metaltalin. This whole discussion in our Gemara, what's our whole Gemara talking about? Fields and vineyards. That's where we have the din that you need three. You need three midarabatan. Only by karka. If you're medayik in the Rambam that I just read, why did I read it? The Rambam starts off, Hamafkir es karka, kol kodem ehzik ba zacha. Then it continues, right, of a did Torah filu hifkir b'vnei echad arayza hefkir, da da da, etc. But the Rambam's talking about karka. It could very well be, you only need three by karka, midrabana. But by metalton, by movable objects, you wouldn't need. That's what's suggested by the Machan Ephraim. In Simon Aleph and Hilchus Chiyam Yehefkir, v'nirim yidivar Rambam. By karka you need of a betaltalin sagi be'echad. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between karka and betaltalin? The following. V'hai taimim should de betaltali kol shehefker b'fnei echad areze gomar u'mafkir. If I'm mafkir you, my pencil, if I'm mafkir you anything in front of one person, I'm fully acknowledged that this is going to be yours. Shari osa shefkir b'fanav yochol azakos b'hem. But why do I acknowledge it and it must be I'm totally giving it to you? Because you, now you're holding it in your hand. If you're holding it in your head, you know what? You have a miku. You can just say, I bought it. Or you sold it. You gave it to me as a present. Right? It's a masu mechaver l'varaya. So you're holding it now. So if you're holding it now, so that's going to be a raya anyway. So you believe to say I was mafkir to you. So by metaltalin, there are other ways. Why do we need three by karka? Because you need one to be zochet, two to testify. Here you don't need those two to testify, says the Machan Ephraim. The guy himself has a miku. He can win. He can say that you gave it to me. I'm holding it. You gave it to me. I'm masu mechaver l'varaya. By karka, if you go to my field, and you're standing in my field, and you say, it's mine, that doesn't work. doesn't work by karka. That's not a muksak. You have this something called cheskas gibel shanim. You have to be there for 3 years. There's something called a deed. There are other way rayas. So that's why by karka we need he doesn't have any type of migu. So that's why dafka by karka we need the three midra banan. So that's two answers to answer the questions. That's the mishnah earlier. Mishnah was talking about metaltalin, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of yes, yeyush, but that's exactly the next point. Three discussions on the Amud Aleph. Number one was another Behuda Chasam Sofer. Number two was this discussion of Karka versus Matatlin. Now you got us to the third point. The third discussion. And that is our Gemara is Machalik between one and three. Midaraisa one. How about none? How about in your heart? How about Mathkir? Even not Belibo, how about in private? Nobody's there. Does Hefker work not in front of anybody, Daraisa? So that is a machlok, seems to be a machlok as we've shown him. The Rambam that I just read does not mention in front of nobody. Doesn't mention it. If the Rambam meant in front of nobody, he should have mentioned it. The Rambam writes, again, Hama din Torah afilu hifker bifne echad. Even in front of one. So the Kesef Vishas Mashma, that it sounds like in front of none, it's not going to work according to the Rambam. It's only in front of one person, and that is the Deya in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Hamafker is karka called a kol dim hechzik ba zacha din Torah zacha din Torah avilu hifker bifnei echad areiz a hefker v'niftar me'am aishus avam divrei sofrim until you have three. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that you cannot do it in front of nobody. But the Rosh in our Gemara, Rosh in our Gemara in the back, not the Rosh on the page, the Rosh in the Pesachim, and the Kesef Mishnah here quotes that Rosh, that no. Havi hefker be'echad min ha-Torah v'hu adin min olo v'in atzmo. Even himself. Even he himself says the Rosh can be hefker. It only says one. It says, afilu, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Afilu be'echad. Afilu be'echad. So the Rosh of the Dayik, is it be'echad or lifnei echad? But he holds that even Beinu Levin Asma works, and this is the Ramah there in Choshe Mishpat, but it's also the Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos. And the Achronim asked the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned yesterday for that tour about you remember your animal was by the guy. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Hishila o Hiskira Le'ino Yehudi, Vehisli Mo Lachzir Lo Kodem Shabbos Ve'ikva B'Shabbos, you lent your animal to the guy, and he was supposed to return it on Friday afternoon, and he didn't, but it's your animal. So you have an Isra of Shvisas Behemto. So what's the halacha? Yafkirena beino levein atzmo kodem haShabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says he mafker it in private. Be mafker it. So now it belongs to the guy. Oh, Yomar Behemti Knu Yaleino Yehudi Knei Li Natzel Misa Rodaraisa. You can do that. My animal belongs to the guy. So the Sharat Zion here in Sifka and Yud Ches points out the stira. Ein choshe mishpat, chein dasa mechaber lalacha, rak ramah kazim shem yishomrim, v'kam achronim daku asman bash, mechaber sasa bo kadas harash. That's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, between Arachayim and choshe mishpat. But that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether it would work in front of one or none. Who else holds that in front of none it would work? Who else holds in front of none it would work? Those who hold this by bitul chametz. What do you mean bitul chametz? Big machlokas we've shown him. What exactly is bitul chametz? How does bitul work? I nullify my chametz. Is there a halachic model which this is patterned after? Bitul chametz. So those are three shitas in the Rishonim. Three shitas. What exactly bitul chametz is? We're going to just mention two of them now. Says Tosfos. Tosfos im sachim dav dalet. Tosfos says. We'll mention all three. Rashi says bitul chametz is a special din of tashbisu. Tashbisu is the bitul chametz is connected to tashbisu, destroying the chametz. The kasha l'ri says the ri it can't be tashbisu avarihi. Tosfos has a few questions on Rashi. Tosfos ends up the omer ri to be mita oraisa, but bitul ba'al masagi mitam de ma'acher shebitlo havi hefker. The yatsam yeshuso umutter says Tosfos seems to say, if to analyze it a little bit, that bitul is hefker. You're mafker the chametz, right? What do we say in the bitul chametz? Levi hefker kafir da'ara. That's sheet. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says bitul is hefker. You don't have to do bitul in front of anybody. You can do bitul by yourself. Nobody ever said that bitul chametz has to be in front of anybody, right? So Tosfos seems to be assuming, like the Rosh, that you could do it beino levein atzmo. That he even asks from our Gemara. Our Gemara says you need at least three, right? Our Gemara says you need three in front of three people. The other arena ben adarim hefker b'fnei shlosha midaraisa ein sarach. No, this is about the din daraisa. The rest you don't need, so maybe they didn't apply their takana by bitul chametz. Either way, that is shitas Tosfos, that bitul is is hefker. That is so. They also Tosfos also assumes that hefker can be done in front of nobody. The Ramban there, the first Ramban in Psachim, argues vehemently. He says it's hefker. Oh, let's see, five kashas. Can't be hefker. Bittel can't be hefker. Number one, this year is going to be Erev Pesach Chalitz Mishabbos. Can you do bittel on Shabbos? Here the Bittel Shabbos says the Ramban she od kashali she hitiru Bittel b'Shabbos k'detanya mevalo belibo echad b'Shabbos echad b'yantif. The Gemara beginning of Pesachim says yes, you can't do Bittel on Shabbos. Can you be mafker on Shabbos? You going to be mafker or something on Shabbos? So it's not 100% clear, but the Ramban assumes no. Halo hefker nirisha asur lo adam lahefker dechasa b'Shabbos. Just like it says in Beitza, you can't be makdish or marech u'machrim because of mekach u'memkar. It doesn't say hefker there, but the Ramban assumes you can't be mafker on Shabbos. You can do Bittel on Shabbos. This year we're going to do Bittul HaShabbos, the second Bittul, and yet we're going to have to remember, usually we do it right after we burn, so we're not going to be burning in Erev Pesach this year. Right, it's going to be Shabbos. It's the hardest time, you have to remember the Kol Chamira, but right, but you can't be Mafker at Shabbos, assume the Ramban. V'yod Kashali, also, Shoshana Chachamim, Mevalu Belibo, Hefker Bepeh, maybe here is different, maybe you have to be Mafker at Bepeh at least, even in private, you have to say it. Bittul can be believed. The Ramban has a number of questions why he does not think that Bittul can be Hefker, and therefore the Ramban has his own shot. This might even be the shot of Rashi, where he says Bittul just means an expression that reflects that you're not happy with your chametz, that you have no interest in your chametz, that you don't want your chametz. It's not that you're really being mafgrip. It's just that you're in a state of Eino rotze b'kiyumo. I don't want it, I'm not interested. It's a new halachic mechanism, but it's not Hefker, says the Ramban. But again, fundamentally, yeah.
Well,
according to the Ramban,
yeah.
The Ramban says Zilak, or the Ramban is asking, you can't be mafker on Shabbos.
Ramban's understanding hefker is not Zilak. Oh,
so I'm saying so. It could right. Bittul could be right. Bittul could be a type of Zilak. So it could very well be that Tosfos holds that's what hefker is. Right. The way that some Akronim answer Tosfos is that the Ramban is assuming you can't be mafker on Shabbos, and it's something more. Other questions. Maybe Tosfos holds that hefker is more of a removal. It's not a hakna. As you mentioned, the chiluk of the past. How much is this? Is it a kinyan to you? How much is it just a removal? Right. So the chinami, it might be that Tosfos would say that it is a siluk. The Ran, just one other mucker related to this. The Ran at the beginning of Pesachim has a beautiful ha'ara, where he says, I think I was in Israel the first five dachim of Pesachim a couple of years ago, so that's why I didn't get to give shiurim on these. So says the Ran holds like Tosfos that it's hefker. The Ran holds that it's hefker, but then he quotes. That this hefker might be a rule breaker. This hefker, this bittel hefker might be a rule breaker. Why? Bittel b'din hefker hus, daf alpha and alpha, the daf yirif. V'haydi de basidin Allah, hid de sofi te'enim, da'haydi mitoras hefker nogabu. And even though this seems to be a couple of questions about this hefker is different. Why? Because this chametz is already on shaky ground, whether it's in Yerushus or not. Right? Rabbi Shmuel says, really, chametz on Pesach is not in your rishus at all. It's aser bana. We discussed a couple of days ago. There's a chiddush din that it's in your rishus to violate by your rabbi Yimatzei. Asan hakasav kilu b'rishuso. As if it's in your rishus. But it's not really in your rishus. So says the Ran, all you need is a little bit of hefker to get it out of your rishus. Because it's already tenuous, your connection. To nehid demai dehavi b'rishusei te inish lo matzi mafker le, ki agavna chametz shiny. Lefi she'eino b'rishuso shal adam. It's not really in your rishus. Elo she'aso ha'kasav gilu b'rishuso. O mishim hachi b'gilu ye daita ba'alma delo nicha le delevi z'chusei begave klal sagi. So he seems to say it is hefker, but this hefker is a rule breaker. That can answer all the Ramban's conscience also. Because here, this chametz is not really in your rishus. Okay, so why do we talk about those rishonim based on Tosfos? Because Tosfos seems to hold like the rush here that hefker could be done beino levein atzmo and does not need even one. Even though the Shulchan Aruch and based on the Rambam and Choshen Mishpat passes that you need one, but it might not be that you need even one. And again, we got into the discussion a little bit. We discussed a lot about hefker yesterday, but also the discussion of the acronym is hefker more of a haknah, giving it, or is hefker a siluk, a removal? Do I remove myself? That gufa might be the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban at the beginning of Pesachim Pesachim. Just one more nafkamina, which we alluded to yesterday as well. Can you be chozer bo from your hefker? Not like retake it within a few days, but tokadei dibur, the regular rules of tokadei dibur, do they apply to hefker? I'm hefker, then I want to retract on my hafkara. So the Machan Ephraim, that same piece, beginning of Hilchos Chemi Hefker, quotes some opinions that By Hefker, you don't even have Tokadei Dibur. You can't even go back within Tokadei Dibur, which is very unusual. By all Kinyanim, Machan Ephraim argues, by all Kinyanim, you can go back Tokadei Dibur. Within a certain amount of time, you can go back. Okay, there's a certain exception to the Gemara. Hekdish and Kiddushin, right? You can't go back Tokadei Dibur. But by all other Kinyanim, you can go back. So he says, he argues on those other shitos that say you cannot go back to Okadei Dibur. But it might be, right, he quotes from Basal Ashkenazi in Simon Ches, in the Hilchas Chiyami Hefker. So that shita, though, is explained that shita might hold of Siluk. By a Kinyan, you can retract Okadei Dibur. But if it's just a removal of yourself, maybe that's automatic. Maybe once you remove yourself, you can't go back. It's still a Kiddush. But maybe once you remove yourself, you can't go back. Okay, that is just a discussion. More shitas regarding the world of Hefker. Hadralach Ein Bein Hamuter. So now we move on. Only three lines. Mem Hayam Abayis.
Because the Rambam though says E1 was also by Karka.
The Rambam says E1 maybe only by Karka. Maybe if you put both of our discussions together. If you say that the Rambam is limited to Karka, not to Metatlin, then Chametz wouldn't be a problem either. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah starts off, Hashutfin. Hashutfin Shed Nodru Hanozemizeh. Two partners that own a field that are mutar hana from each other. You can't get hana from each other. So what's the halacha? Asurin likanis lachatzer. Neither of them are allowed to walk into the field because they are mutar hana from each other. If I walk in, you're on my property. So therefore, neither of them are allowed to walk into the field. This is, the Ran explains, according to the opinion that vitar is asur b'mutar hana. As we mentioned a few times in the last perek, you know, you might have said, the Rabbanan holds that walking into my property, I'm not giving you anything. I'm not mocking about that. I'm the vater. I'm a vater on that type of hana. Even if I'm mudr hana from you, I'll let you walk it through my field. I'm not going to give you something. But that's the shita of vitar mutter. But here it's asur. So this again, this mishnah must be going according to the opinion that vitar is asur b'mudr hana. The shita that was quoted on the first daf in the previous parak, that Rabbi Elazar, that one is not, even if one is mudr hana, that is also included. Others, the Ritva says maybe it doesn't have to be according to Rabbi Elazar, because maybe here it doesn't just mean to walk through likanes, but it's likanes lishtamish, to use. So if it's likanes lishtamish, to use, so then one would be able to have this Mishnah even according to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to walk into the chatzar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Zenechlas Latoch Shelo, Zenechlas Latoch Shelo. No, they're allowed to walk into the chatzar. Each one, what do you mean Latoch Shelo? It's not designated yet. Wherever they walk in is considered theirs. Right? No problem, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They're allowed to each walk into the chatzar. One more line. Vishneim asurim lahamid rechayim v'taner ulegadol tarnagolim. End of the first case. But both of them, even though they're allowed to walk in to each, to the chatzar, they're not allowed to bring in heavy machinery into the chatzar until it's split up at a later date. They're both asur to bring in an oven and a taner and a mill to raise chickens there. That they're not allowed to do. Period. That's all the mitzvah that we're doing today. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the issue that this Ran brings up. Beginning of this perek, the Rishonim get into the sugya of Breira. Breira. What does Breira mean? Breira is a regal achas. Again, we can spend a lot of time on it. But a regal achas, it means if something is unclear at a certain amount, at a certain time in history, later on is going to get cleared up. It's going to get cleared up later on. Do I have the right to throw that clarity, which is only coming in the future? Do I have a right to view it in the past? Yes, it's going to become clear, but can I say, Huvrar hadavar lemafreya, what happens in the future, the roots of that can already be seen in the past, and I'm already allowed to view it as if it had kind of happened already, even though it really did at the time. But I'm already allowed to view those results as if they happened already. It's going to become clear, so I'm allowed to view them as becoming clear already. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that's the machlokas in our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he holds Yesh Breira. Later on, the Shutfin, the partners, are going to split up their property. They're going to split up their field. So because they're going to split it up, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you could view it as if it's split up now already, and therefore each person could go into their field. Right? So what? I'm mudra hana from you. I'm going into my field. Yesh Breira. You're allowed to view the future Breira. The fact that things got cleared up in the future, you can already view that in the past, and therefore they can each go into their field. Tzadikam holds, no, ain't Breira. Ain't Breira. You're not allowed to view future results, right? And we usually say past results are no guarantee of future performance. Here's kind of the opposite. Future results are allowed to be viewed in the past, as already having occurred. So that is the machlokas, says the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The problem that the Ran here quotes a few opinions and all the Rishonim deal with is in terms of psak. We paskin, the other Gemara says, Bava Kamma, the Gemara says that we have a split psak. We paskin on a d'oraisa level. In cases of d'oraisa, ein brera. And cases of d'rabanan, yesh brera. That's what we paskin. That's what the Gemara says. D'oraisa cases, that's more serious, so we don't want to paskin brera there. It's a chiddush to say that. So ein brera by dinim d'oraisa. Dinim d'rabanan, we paskin yesh brera. Yesh brera by dinim d'rabanan. We discussed this all the way at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. The problem is that we're going to see here, in a couple of daf, that tomorrow's daf, that we pass in like a Blazer Ben Yaakov. Memvav Mabez. Halacha ka Blazer Ben Yaakov. Halacha ka Blazer Ben Yaakov. Meaning that each shutif is allowed to walk into their field. What do you mean? We pass in Ein Breyer by Dinim Daraisa. Isn't this Dinim Daraisa? It's Mudur Hana. Mudur Hana from your friend. It's an Asur Daraisa. It's Asur Daraisa to get benefit. So how could we paskin in the other Gemaras that b'daraisa ein breira and b'drabanan yesh breira if in this case we paskin like a Blazer Ben Yaakov who seems to hold yesh breira by dinim daraisa? So in the time left, we'll try to go through as many answers as we can. I have down 5 listed in my Gemara. Number one, the Rashba just undermines the question. The Rashba says, who says this is a daraisa context? Who said this is a daraisa? What are we talking about? We're talking about vitur. Vitur aser b'mudur hana. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds, as we just said a few minutes ago, that vitur is aser, things that people are usually not mocked about, that's still aser by mudur hana. You're not allowed to walk through my field. Is that included in the daraisa? Suggest the Rashba, no. Vitur, everybody agrees, is only drabanan. That's only drabanan. The Efshar Hayalomer, the Hakanami Midrabananu, that would be Vitur. Uvitur and Asr Bermudur and Alam Midrabanan, even according to Malazar, who says that Vitur is Asr, it's only Drabanan. So this is no problem. No problem that this Gemara, we pass like a Buzzer Ben Yaakov, because this is a Drabanan context, and that's why we paskin Yesh Brera. The problem is, so why doesn't everybody else say this? Seems pretty clear that if you include Vitur is Drabanan, so why doesn't the Ran gets 4 other answers here, the other he's shown him, so why didn't anybody else say this? So the Shalmi Nadarim, Shalmi Nadarim suggests, you know why others did not say this? Because the Yesh Lomar as follows. Why do we paskin by Durabanan's Yesh Breira and by Daraisa's Ein Breira? Why do we paskin? The Maida Kaimalan Bidurabanan Amrina de Yesh Breira, whom Yishum de Din Breira, Misafkalani Amrina Yesh Breira or Lo. We're not sure what to paskin. We're not sure what to paskin. So you know what? By Daraisa's will be Machmir. We'll say Ein Breira. By Durabanan's will be Mako. Ulahaki, based on the rights of the Kaimalan Svekola Chumra Aminan Ebrera. Ubidurabana, the Svekola Kula Aminan Yeshbrera. But by Nidarim, there's another reason to be Machmir. Why? A Neder, says the Shami Nidarim, is a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. We're going to have later on also in the Masechta. By a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin, something that could have a heter in a different way, we're Machmir by a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. For example, let's say you have a Dover Asur. Chametz, according to many, is a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. Chametz is not batal. Or let's say, the case we had at the beginning of Beitza, you have an egg that you're not sure whether the egg was born on the first day of Yontif or the second day of Yontif. So the Gemara says, the egg is not batal. Even if it falls into 1,000 eggs. Why not? Wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow, it's going to be mutter anyway. That's called a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. We're machmir in various areas of halacha by a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. If you can find a heter in another way. So says the Shalmei Nedarim. Neder is Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. You can just go to a Chacham. Just go to a Chacham and get it matir. So by a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin, even by a Durabanan, we're machmir. So what's the usual reason we're machmir between Yesh Breira and Breira? That's because we're machmir by Daraisas. But here there's a reason to be machmir by the Durabanan. So that's why the Ran wouldn't give this answer. But either way, that's the first answer of the Rashba. How can we paskin here? By we paskin Yesh Breira, usually we paskin Ein Breira by Daraisas. First answer, this is the Durabanan context. One. Yeah. The Ran, okay, Nun Beis. We're going to get to that, okay? We don't remember that discussion from the beginning of Beisa. But you're right, the Ran might have, but even if the Ran has a different understanding, we'll have to see if it could fit in here. Right, Machlokas Rashi Ran, yeah.
Something that if you have to go out and be matur, is that a double
Oh, good question. If you have to go and be matur it, you have to have some tircha. The Shulchan Aruch talks about in Hilchos Tefilas Kalim. Let's say, right, you traped up a fork, let's say that way. Forget to feel it. You traped up a fork, so you usually put it up, on some shelf. And let's say you come back to your house and you're going to that shelf because you want to go kasher your fork now or kasher your cup, and you see, lo and behold, your house help put it back, did you a favor. Wow, what's this fork doing up here? Let me put it back in the drawer. And now your whole drawer, somewhere in this drawer, is a trafed up fork. So do you have to kasher your whole drawer? Is that called a, you might say it's batel. I have 100 forks in here. It's batel. Is that called a davar sheyesh lo matirin? I could kasher everything. I can schlep everything to the mikvah if the untoveled one is in here. So that's a discussion in the poskim. What? Right, is that tircha? Right, so that's the Yisrael's question. Is that, do you say by tircha, here you have to schlep to the chacham, to find the chacham, to be matirit. So it might not be a tircha issue, but that somebody else is involved. Is that a darah de memela? But you're right, that's a discussion in darah sheyesh lo matirin. Number one. So number one is the answer of the Rashba. Number two, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. Now these answers start to be quoted in the Ran. You have about the 10th wide line of the Ran in the middle. You see where in big letters it says Ve'ika Demakshu, about 10 lines down in the Ran, and then 3 lines later, Tirei Rabbeinu Tam. You can write a number one there. Rabbeinu Tam says one answer that, no, we paskin like Elazar ben Yaakov here, you're right, but not because of his reason. Elazar ben Yaakov says Yesh Breira, that's why each party could go into the field. No, we paskin Vitor is Mutter, but Mutter Hana. That's why we paskin Mutter according to Elazar ben Yaakov. We paskin, you're allowed to walk into the fields. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Like all those Mishnayos. Vitor Az. We pass a Vitor Az Mutter. That's what they each allowed to go in. Not because of Breira. So the rule of Breira is like the other Gemara says. Here we pass a Mutter for a totally different reason. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Generally, the Rishonim don't like Rabbeinu Tam's answer because we had so many Mishnayos in the previous parak that held like Rabbi Elazar. All of those are Deloki Hilchasa. All of those are against Halacha. But that is Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Number two. Number three. A third answer. The Re, Rabbeinu Yitzchak. 3 lines later at the beginning of the line. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal. Rabbeinu Yitzchak holds, he argues, he says that really we hold Yesh Breira, even by Daraisas. And that Gemara that said Halacha is like the Chiluk of Daraisa Rabbanan didn't really mean it. The Gemara only meant that Halacha is like the side that says Yesh Breira, but by Daraisas we pass in Yesh Breira. That's the third opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, which again is not accepted by most. But then there are two other answers. And we'll end off with these. Two other answers. The Ramban, about 8 lines later, he quotes, the Ramban quotes Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, the Ramban, his great grandrabbi, Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. The Ramban says that this Gemara does not really, when the Gemara says that this is Breira, it doesn't really mean Breira. When the Gemara in Baba Kama links this Mishnah to the world of Breira, it doesn't really mean Breira. Why? Because what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov really means, it says Breira because it's like Breira. But what it means is that once the partners eventually split up the field, we say each partner originally had in mind that the other partner could use it for this amount of time. But it's a special din in the das of the partners. But it's not a din of Breira where you need, like a man writes a get to his wife. He goes to a sofer and he has two wives that have the same name. He says, write a get for my wife and I'm going to decide in 2 weeks which wife to give it to. Right? That's an issue of Breira. That's an issue of that. You don't know who's the get has to be written, Lushma. So that's a problem of Breira. But here says the Rabban, it's not really Breira. It's an umdana. We say the partners really have the other one in mind and have in mind to allow the partner to use the field. You use the field now? Okay, I'm allowing you to use the field. And Mamela is going to come out that I allowed you to use the field at this time. That's all it means. It doesn't really mean Breira. That's the Ramban's answer. And finally, the fifth answer, and then we'll talk about the difference between the fourth and the fifth, the Ran himself. The Ran himself, look at the four lines from the bottom of the Ran. Avol hacha, ikaro shel davar, says the Ran, or actually you can look up 4 lines from there, right across from where the Rush starts, in the middle. De Breira da hacha adifa mebreira da alma. This is Breira, but this is a better case of Breira, about 8 lines up from the bottom of the page. Why? Because by Breira, usually nothing is clear at the beginning. Right? The case I just gave. Which wife? Nobody knows. Which wife does this get into? Nobody knows. But here, says the Ran, basically everything is clear. When I use it, it's going to be mine. When you use it, it's going to be yours. The only question In time, we don't know who is going to be when. Look at the run. Abal Hacha, four lines from the bottom. Ikaro Shodavar Misbara Mishar Rishona. Really, most of it is cleared up right away. Umi Uto Lachamikan. There's just one detail we don't know yet. Levisha Afishar Rishona Inar Musukach Luiska Kol Echon Mihem, but Kol Guf Chatzer. We know that every partner is getting a guf, a physical part of this Chatzer. We know that. We're just not exactly sure. Etc. Let's see where it gets back to it. On the middle of the second to last line. Most of it is clear at the beginning. It's only a little bit that's unclear. That's a better Breira. Usually Breira, nothing's clear at the beginning. But here, you know most things that's what's going to happen. You know this Ruvi is going to get some. You know Shimon's going to get it for a little amount of time. And then later on, we're going to figure out exactly when. Just a when question, so that's a very weak Breira, weak Apaskin Yesh Breira there, even by Adar Raisa. One final line, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the difference between 4 and 5, the Ramban and the Ran? Sounds pretty similar, the Das, that you would be allowed to use it, versus it's mine. He says, let's say the Shutvis is between a Jew and a Goy. A Jew and a Goy, do you need a mezuzah during the interim time? That's his chelak. Because if it's a real shutfis, you don't need a mezuzah between a Jew and a guy. So it says, according to the Ramban, you don't need a mezuzah. Because what does the Ramban say? It's in their das that I will allow you to use it. But it's not that it's yours yet. The Ran's lashon is that, no, everybody has a kinyan beguf hakarka l'mafreya. So he says that could be a nafkamina between answer 4 and 5. Either way, these are the 5 answers. How to have this Gemara, this Mishnah, fit with all the other Mishnahs. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue. I really didn't think I'd use it all the time today. Thought I'd be able to have time.